Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what this is. PSA Radio. As always, we are here, man. You already know what the hell it is, man. My bro, my partner in crime in this shit, Dre 3 Letterman. I know it's late, but what is good, my G?
You know what it is, man. It's motherfucking late night edition, goddamn it. What's good?
This is that late night edition. We got a guest calling up here in a minute. Was in the movie Straight Outta Compton. Starring as a blood from Crenshaw Mafia. It's good, man. So I'm excited that we actually be able to talk to this man, kind of see what he learned, and you know, his thoughts on making the movie and things like that. I think it'll be dope. So it's Compton Menace. We'll be on the show tonight. Now, before we get into that, Dre, did you see? I don't know. I know you said you didn't see it yet, but the battle between Bourne and Jonaj.
Nah, I didn't see. You watched it?
Man, I caught the first round.
How was it?
Yo. Jonaj.
My son newborn, right?
Huh?
My son newborn, right?
Yeah, your son newborn.
That's my son right there. I'm telling y'all niggas, respect my son newborn, man.
Yo, but Jonaj is special, man. He can, you know, he can rap. He's very... But he's different, I think, in the way that he does it.
Disaster clone. Seen this before.
You think he raps like this? I don't know. I don't know if he raps like this. I don't know.
How was it, though?
It was... I saw the first round. The first round wasn't bad. But I got to watch the rest of it. I think, you know, we'll watch it tomorrow a few times, and then we'll probably be able to give our breakdown on it. But it was good. That first round was pretty good.
I can't wait to watch. I'm going to watch it, son. Yo, my man, I'm telling you now. I'm saying this right now live here on PSA Radio.
Uh-oh.
This young boy Chess could be a problem. Could be a problem. I've been bugging you for 2 days about Chess. I know. Yo, Chess, you out there, my nigga. Yo, my nigga, I've been watching your battles, my nigga. Yo, I ain't on the front beat. I fucks with Chess, man. Yo, low key, Chess against Brooklyn Carr was a fucking dope-ass battle. I saw the last couple of nights. I've been watching battles that I haven't watched, that I haven't really paid attention to. You know what I mean? And I'm watching Chess and Brooklyn Carr, my nigga. I think I even sent it to your phone and shit. You know if I sent it to your phone, then you know what you know if I sent it to your phone, Simple, you know it's serious.
Yeah, no, this is true, everybody. When Dre sends it to your phone, it means watch it now. And I knew something was up when my bro Dre started tweeting out Chess lines.
Yo, for really seeing that, right? I started tweeting out Chess. Yo, I'm fucking with Chess, B. I'm not going to front, yo. I can't even lie. Yo, I watched his battle with DNA. My nigga, if you minus the throw up, minus, yo, not for nothing. The nigga was saying some ill shit. I know I've called on Reed Dollars in the past, and I'm still going to stick to that. But, yo, the nigga's a young nigga, dude. I like Chess, man. I know people going crazy with Dot, but I actually like Chess. I even went back and watched Chess versus Dot. I even went back and watched Chess versus Prep. I went back and watched those battles and shit. So I can say and see, I actually studied Chess the last couple of days. I like the young boy, man.
You know what we should do on this show? I know you mentioned it before. I'm thinking maybe we should do like a battle breakdown on a battle that we like.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I think we need to do that. I wouldn't be opposed. I think that would be dope for us to do. You know,
how we go
though? I don't know anybody else that actually does that. So I really think we should, man. The battle breakdown, the PSA. Battle breakdown. Do you make the PSA cut for the battle breakdown? I really think that would be super dope. We actually are going to not tonight. It's actually really late. I feel bad having my bro up We are going to
It's
have
all good.
the breakdown tomorrow of the full Gracie card. Full Crown Jewel.
Yeah.
I think that would be best.
Yeah.
And
that'd be real dope.
We have some
I'm gonna do that shit whenever, my nigga. It's whenever.
You want me down?
Yeah, let's get it popping before man come on, man. If you got time.
All right. Let me get this up. Let's see. Hold up.
That card is serious, my dude.
That card is nice, Dre. That card is nice. All right, here it is. The official PSA breakdown. Guerrilla Warfare Crown 2 event. Updated. Battles added. One battle taken out. But let's get it, man. First battle. Excel versus Heavy Half.
I can't even say a lot like I'm up on Heavy Half. I think I've seen one of his battles before. I'm a fan of Excel. I actually like Excel. You know, I've said that numerous times. I always say Briz, T-Top, you know when it was coming up. And I always threw Excel name in a bunch. I got Excel winning this shit 3-0, my dude. I fucks with Excel, man. I call that nigga Young Papoose battle. I like Excel, man.
Excel,
he has the Papoose flow.
Excel with the 3-0.
3-0,
damn.
Yeah.
Excel 3-0.
Not
yeah.
Getting another
chance.
Nice. Nah. Sorry,
but
I don't know you all.
I'm not too familiar with Heavy Half, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take the safe route and go Excel 2-1 in this battle. I mean, let's just see what happens. 2-1 Excel on this one. Next up, JC versus Born.
My nigga, I'm fucking with this battle right here. I really am. JC, all I ask for you to do before this battle, my nigga, is don't wear the triple XL shirts that goes down to your kneecaps, my nigga. You look like you had a fucking 90 and shit, my nigga. Newborn, my nigga. Yes, I'm going to say Newborn, my nigga. I'm fucking with you, man. Timbo would tell you that, Newborn. I fucks with you, my nigga. For real, B. Yo, my nigga, on some real shit, I'm actually looking forward to this battle.
Uh-huh.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad all the night, but I won't be surprised the back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Yo, this is going to be very debatable and shit. Very debatable. JC got the home court advantage, if you want to call it that, because it's in the Midwest. I know it's in Chicago. He's from Detroit, whatever. I'm going to go JC in a very close battle 2-1, but I would not be surprised if Newborn wins that shit. But I'm going to go JC slightly 2-1 overboard, slightly edging it 2-1.
So
I like 2-1.
2-1. I like 2-1. Shit, man, I think I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. I think JC has a little bit more than Born, so I'm going to go 2-1. JC over Bourne, but I can't deny Bourne's bars. Hey, the dude has bars, but something, Dre, I feel
nice,
something
man.
Is missing. Something is missing from Bourne.
No, you know what's missing? It's this, Timo. It's not what's missing. He came up early under URL umbrella. He got smoked by Calico. Wasn't a good look. He went through his career stumbling, fumbling the ball. You know what I'm saying? Turnover this, turnover machine. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? Did he hit his stride too late in his career?
Yeah, because a lot of niggas passed him by and shit. He got left
yeah.
in the dust. You know, he had
from
to battle niggas like Skull.
Yeah,
exactly, from his class, Timbo.
Yeah.
So a lot of niggas left him in the dust, and now he has to kind of like reinvent himself and shit.
Yeah.
Where now I can actually pull up a Newborn battle, and I want to watch that. Truth be told, for instance, when you hear me tonight, you're like, yo, did you watch him join us yet? So that tells me when I hear you saying that, like, all right, I got to need to go watch this shit. These niggas
yeah.
probably get busy. But I wouldn't be surprised if Newborn beats him, though, son. Real nigga shit.
I feel what you're saying on that. I really believe that he did hit his stride, though, a little bit too late. I think you're right. You hit it right. It's crazy. I mean, you think about it, people will say, well, Newborn's still a PG? Is he a PG?
Right.
You know, but.
He's not
a
PG, man. Nah, son.
He's not a PG. Dude got bars, super talented, but something is just, you're right, man. Something is just, I don't know, it's just not there. But I'm going JC 2-1 on this battle against Bourne. Next up, John the Don versus Young Cannon. This is going to be a goodie. This will be a good battle, Drake. Who you got?
I know niggas will quickly say John, and I can understand that. But let me remind you niggas about Young Cannon. Yes, he got mollywopped by my dude, Saint Seven. I'll surf him in the whole nine. I remember that shit vividly. But that nigga did beat Chilla Jones.
Yo, hold on one second. We're going to continue this talk. Definitely. We got the guest calling up right now, man. Just legendary, super dope. Stars in the new movie, Straight Outta Compton. Oh, man, OG Two-Tone from the Crenshaw Mafia Bloods. Man, shouts out to this man right here. We're going to get him on right now. Compton Menace, what is good?
Man, what's up? My ass sitting back smoking, chilling, trying to get it right. Extend those.
Yeah. There we go.
What's up?
Menace, I want to start off. Menace, I want to start off real quick from the beginning, man. I want to talk about the movie. How did it come about that you were in it? And, you know, how did that all come around?
Well, you know, shout out to Gary Gray, the director, and my manager, Isaac. You feel me? They came together and just felt like I was a nigga for the role. It was actually a smaller part. Then they asked me to, you know, act out how it would really go in the hood. And I did that. So that's what made my part bigger in the movie, though. But, you know, shout out to Gary Gray and Isaac, my manager, who made it come together, though. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. And you know what, man? A lot of people, if you sleep on the rock, Cuban and F. Gary Gray have been working together for years. Like before Friday, right?
Yeah, way before. It's just like now, you know, a lot of niggas struggling, not really knowing where they put it in this game, and I just same place where them niggas was at, who was able to control the rock, and you feel me? Pass it. So it's just the same as now though. Niggas just gotta pass that ball though, that's it.
It was a good role. I think you got it perfectly, man. That's one of my favorite parts of the movie when that happens. It was crazy. I mean, on set, did you get any? Did you get to meet up with Dre and all them? And if so, what were some things that they told you?
It was actually crazy because, you know, it was really, I've been around Dre before, but I ain't really like, you know, hand to hand, person with him. So he came up to me after I did my role, like, man, you did that motherfucker right. You had me scared in there. You feel me? I just let him know, man. I appreciate it, but I feel like I'm one of the niggas that deserve a Dre beat on the West Coast. And he just told me that, you know, he appreciate what I'm doing for the West Coast. And, you know, I fuck with Cube's son. He told me that he told him about me, and he been looking into what I'm doing. And he just thanked me for what I'm doing. You know, that just gave me more motivation to keep on my own grind and keep on pushing with my niggas. You feel me?
I swear that was as believable as it got. I mean, were you just like, look, I've seen this happen. I know what this is like, so let me do it right.
Yeah, ain't about that. Just about, I'm a humble ass nigga no matter what come along. So, you know, you never would know the excitement that I got inside of me. It's just, you know, I just keep everything cordial and just, you know, how it's supposed to be, because ain't nobody bigger than nobody around me. So that's how I just got to keep it. But, you know, I was really excited about it. I wanted to yell out and scream and shit because it's Dre. day shit. Ain't nobody paying my bills but me, though. You feel me?
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Yo, Menace, let me ask you a question. What's your favorite NWA album?
I can't lie.
Huh?
I ain't got no favorite NWA album. You feel me? I don't. It's just a couple, you know, a lot of different stuff that came across me that I was able to, you know, listen to and fuck with. But, you know, I'd be on some whole other shit, especially in them times I was in the streets. I wasn't really listening to music. I just found a new level for this shit probably 5 or 6 years ago. You feel what I'm saying? I'm the wrong nigga to ask about some history. I'm just talking about the shit I went through. You feel what I'm saying?
I feel you. I feel you, my brother. I feel you.
So you learned a lot just by even, you know. How do you think they portrayed him? How do you think that they got him in the movie?
I mean, it was good. They didn't make him look bad. They just made him look like a young nigga who had the money, who was coming up through the game, who got blinded by somebody and still tried to make it right for his people, but it was too late. You feel what I'm saying? And that's just what a lot of us go through. And as you see in the movie, he was making the steps to make everything right, but, you know, time was up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm. Did you learn a lot from being in that and kind of seeing what went around? You know, they say that whole movie is based off actual real everything, you know, because it was so closely tied.
I felt I learned a lot because it was believable. So I'm saying that, you know, a nigga like me, I learned more than I knew, but it was just a good experience, just to be a part of it, just to be a part of the legend, just to, you know, just to be involved with it. So I'm just accepting everything come with it and just trying to bring the best of it.
Mm-hmm. Could we see some more acting from Compton Menace in the future?
I mean, you know, we got a couple calls. There ain't really none of, you know, I'm a humble nigga, like I said in the beginning. So, you know, you probably going to hear about it till you see this shit, whatever it is, you feel me? But we just working on this music. I'm pushing this single I got with Chris Brown called Put On.
Yes, sir.
Right now, matter of fact, I'm sitting on my tour bus, 55 feet.
Yeah.
Like a young man should. You know,
Menace. Okay, I dropped a video for that, my G, for real.
I ain't dropped it. I'm about to drop it this week, though. So just, you know, stay tuned.
I thought I seen a video online with you and Chris Brown, though. Must be tripping.
Nah,
it wasn't put up with my niggas?
You seen promotion of people that was there, you feel me? But
pardon me.
I already had my Dutch lined up, so I was waiting for this time right here, you know, so the people could really get to appreciate it more.
That's dope. That's dope. That's going to be a hot one. When is, so as far as a single, do you have a date for the album?
Man, you listen, once I start dropping shit, you're going to be calling my phone every day. You feel me? I gotta lie. I can't tell you about it, bro. Just keep fucking with me like you fuck with me, my nigga. Keep your ear open. That's it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Menace, I had a homeboy tell me, my brother was in Miami the other day, right? He was like, yo, I think I seen Compton Menace in Miami like 2 times walking by. You be in Miami a lot?
I got a crib in Miami. Niggas don't know.
That's what it is. Okay, that's what it is.
I don't like niggas counting my pockets, but I got a lake house. I got a lake house. You know, shout out to the Spin Nose and Splitterellos. Make sure y'all keep supporting. Keep showing love.
Menace, I want to ask you something real quick, man. This past few weeks have been really big in hip-hop, as you can probably see with all the beefs and the things that are going back and forth. Have you been more in tune with it than you have in the past at all?
Well, if you're talking about the Drake and fucking Meek Mill beef, shit, everybody's been in tune with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, you know,
it's been crazy
since Drake won, I don't know what to say.
Like, that's it. That's all that happened. Drake won.
I mean, it's just hard to talk money to a nigga that got money. You feel what I'm saying? So,
he just got
caught up in everybody else real fast. Nigga should have just been chill with his girl, get his money. But now it's just, you know, it's hard to talk album sales and money with a nigga who doing more. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, what do you think about? Go ahead.
Now, you know, you niggas got to know, you ain't got the biggest dick, you ain't got the most money, you ain't got the most game or nothing. It's always somebody out there that's, you know, so niggas just got to respect it, you feel me, and not think that you're just the biggest dog on the field.
Exactly. I was going to say, what do you think about taking all this shit to, like, you know, everything's coming out now on Twitter. I know that's not something that you do as far as airing any type of personal business.
I ain't
going
to lie,
that.
If I got something to say on my mind, a nigga dies in my car, I might put something on Twitter. You feel me?
Okay.
Just a nigga like you can make him answer. You feel me? That's just another way of communication, though. But at the end of the day, it's just about what a nigga do when, you know, when that reality comes face to face. Or, you know, Twitter just, you know, that's like a text message that everybody gets to see. So it ain't
right.
About no Twitter fee for none, but it just depends on what niggas really on. Feel me when they see each other.
Can you back it up?
Yeah, that's
what it is.
You see, niggas don't talk shit to me.
You know what?
Exactly.
Menace, you know, a lot of rappers got soldiers. Like, you know, how a Split starts a Busta Rhymes, a Yayo to a 50 Cent. You were that to game and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know, you know, you kind of had, like, you know, Tipo said, I remember you going on Twitter saying how you felt. Have you guys patched up a relationship or was like, nah, fuck it, we just go our separate ways?
Nah, like, look, with the game situation, that's just a situation that, like, it ain't like it's no beef or nothing, but, like, you know, me and we ain't cool like that like we used to be. If I see the nigga, you know, we probably shake hands and move past each other. But I feel as far as music and my career go, I would never involve that person in my career in no shape, form, or fashion just because of what we've been through and because the step I took to show a nigga what I believe in and that I can become something without a nigga. You feel me? That's the pride I took in it. So I would never, ever, ever open that door right there as far as my career goes.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But shit, if the nigga in the club party, I'm in the club party and everybody gonna have a good time. But as far as my career go, I would never ever put that in nobody's hands to say that they made, did nothing for me, you feel me? Because I didn't work so hard behind the raps to do what I did for me and my niggas to make our own name and our own way in this shit. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Does it make you more cautious about who you bring in, though, and work with,
I mean,
with
nah,
your team?
I don't never change. I just felt like, you know, I was just weak-minded at that time by, you know, letting somebody come in my life and change what I'm into or what I really want. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to always move with my heart. They ain't got nothing to do with it, but, you know, it's just about about letting everybody cancel themselves out instead of me trying to find a way or find somebody to cancel the nigga out. You feel me? If, you know, you just go reality, the nigga going to cancel himself out. We just going to keep pushing. You feel me?
So, is it still, I know you got the Money Hall Gang. Am I saying that right, my G?
Yeah, the MHG. Group of humble niggas who just looking for a way out, who been through a lot. That's just it.
And you're at the forefront, right?
Yeah, I'm at the forefront. There's a couple other niggas at the forefront, too. But, you know, everybody just waiting their turn, patiently, playing their part. And, you know, we're going to take this motherfucker over.
You got any connections with YMCMB? Because I know you had dealings with Birdman and shit. You know what I'm saying? I've seen Birdman talk highly of you.
Yeah, I fuck with Birdman and Wayne, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, that's their relationship, though. You get what I'm saying? And
right.
I would get mad if either one of them tried to involve me in it because of how I fuck with both of them. You
right.
Know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Don't ask a nigga to come between niggas and shit. Don't do that.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, no matter whatever happened between those two individuals, you know, I'm going to still always be both of them boys. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
Menace, I got a question for you. How do you see where West Coast hip-hop is right now?
I feel it's in a good position. I just feel like, you know, I look at everything like real time. Feel me? Like everything big.
Yeah.
And even to come back every 10 years, 10, 12 years, you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if you really count back to where the nigga came out and made it real big for the West Coast about 11, 12 years ago, you feel what I'm saying? And then if you look today, the N.W.A. movie was just made Eazy-E relevant again. My little son, 6 years old, he just called me and told me that his favorite rapper is Eazy-E because he watched the movie because his daddy was in it. You get what I'm saying?
Wow. Yeah,
so not taking us away from Eazy-E, but that's just letting you know that with era that's bringing back. You get me?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It ain't about no gangster shit. It's about, you know, speaking your mind and believing what you believe in, and, you know, a nigga can get some success or whatever you do, just, you know, do you. That's it. And that's what I got.
I gotta tell you, man, this, as a Brooklyn nigga, I love West Coast music, man. I came up on the NWA, Spice One, Too Short, Alcoholics, Exhibit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I fuck with the West heavy and shit, man. It's like Kendrick right now. I think Kendrick had album of the year. That's just my opinion. I think Kendrick had the best album in 2015. That's just me, though.
He in his own lane, and he created that. You feel me? From K-Dot to Kendrick Lamar. He created that. You feel me? So niggas like that deserve that, my nigga, where, you know, put it down to where it can't be lifted. Another nigga just got to go put a whole another plot down, a platform, and build from it and, you know, create yourself. And that's what we've been doing over here. So, you know, just keep your ears open.
Compton Menace, man, in the movie, straight out of Compton. Got the single dropping. Man, it's going to be a big year, man. We appreciate you kind of giving us a taste and shit like that into your mind about what's been going on, what you've been working on, and all that, my G. We appreciate you.
Hey, make sure you send my boy y'all address and shit so I get y'all some extendos or some shit we got for the from our blunt company and shit. Get y'all right.
Absolutely, man. We're going to do that. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, appreciate y'all. Take
care, my brother.
All right. Yo, shouts out to Compton
man. What?
Yo, my bad. His manager hit me. Said.
Back to the studio.
Yo, we
gotta go back to the studio.
definitely some good info though, man, coming from Compton, Menace. I love that question, Dre. I love the game question. You know, because a lot of people, you don't really hear from the inside story about what's going on and how someone's feeling about that until you actually ask them. So that was a dope question. Yeah. That was real dope. Man. So Compton Menace in the movie, out right now, coming with singles. I mean, it's crazy, man. It's crazy out here.
Yo, hey, I'm a West Coast fan, so. You know what I'm saying? Always good. So, you know what I'm saying? Music, I always come from the West Coast heavy. My wife, yes, that's my favorite artist, is Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been crazy.
Let's do the predictions over. Let's start over so we can put these out, man.
All right, you want to start over? All right.
Be the first ones. Yeah, let's start from the rip. Let's go.
Guerrilla Warfare, Crown 2. New card, updated, everything like that. XL versus Heavy Haft, right? Who you got?
Man, XL 3-0, my G. Let's go, man. Apples Jr. I fucked with XL. That's my guy. So I got bars. You know what I'm saying? Actually, him and Peanut had a dope-ass battle, King of the Dot, but that's a different story. But I got XL winning this 3-0.
Oh, man. I got 2-1. Come on, man. Come on. I'm going to give other dude a round. I haven't heard him, but I'm giving dude a round. And,
let's go,
I think it could be a great battle. This other dude, you know, is on here for a reason, battling XL. And, you know, we fuck with XL up here, man. So 2-1 XL. Next up, JC versus Born. Who you got?
Woo! My nigga, this is going to be a good back and forth. I'm telling you right now, people. I'm looking forward to this shit. JC, like I said before, man, I don't want to see you wearing Triple X shirts down to your kneecaps, my nigga. Newborn, you my nigga. I think you on fire right now. Yes, I think Newborn has been on fire his last couple battles and shit. I'm going JC in a 2-1, very close battle, a light 2-1 JC.
Mm-hmm. A light.
But I would not be surprised. But I would not be surprised if Newborn wins this shit. I'm saying this right now, for real.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you on this one. I'm going 2-1 JC just because I feel like there's something missing from Newborn. I really do. I'm not sure what it is, but it's just something's not
history,
there. I know we talked about
this. This is history. This is history.
Yeah, I remember you
thought,
you said it. I agree
Calico,
with what you said.
Calico, you know what I'm saying? He just did a lot of stumbling and fumbling.
He hit the stride too late.
And that nigga's passing by. She keeps on passing me by the Far Side song with Newborn, my nigga. Everybody passed him by. So, you know, but he's back on, man. Let's see Newborn get it rocking, man. Good to see Newborn on that card, for real.
Yeah. No, it is good to see Newborn on that card. I'm going JC 2-1 here against Newborn. Next up, John the Don versus Young Cannon. Good battle right here. Really good battle.
Yeah, this should be a good battle right here. I like Young Cannon. You know what I'm saying? My nigga, he's beat Chilla Jones. He beat JC. He does
he beat
good.
B-Magic.
B-Magic. Thank you, Timbo. I know it's hard for you to say that. But yes, he beat B-Magic.
I wasn't
going to
say it.
But I'm glad you kept it funky for the people. Yo, YK shows up, man. That's all I can say. He shows up. He might not get a lot of battles, and he might not get battles that he should, but this is a good one for him. John John's my guy, man. I fucks with John John, man. I'm going to go YK in a close battle. 2-1 Young Cannon in a very close battle. John John's going to kill me, I know.
I'm going 2-1 John John against YK, but John John cannot fuck around with YK.
At all. I'm glad you said that.
YK just 3-0'd Steams badly. I'm going John John 2-1, but if he messes around, he could get himself beat. I'm dead serious. I'm going John John, though, 2-1. It's going to be a great battle. This has potential to be something real, real good. Real good battle. So, shout out to these guys. Next up. Hold on one second. We have Next up, we got Daylight. I'm sorry. Ill Will versus K-Shine. Another great battle right now.
Yo, this is a good battle right here, my nigga. This is like two pit bulls or pit bull and a Doberman pincher going back and forth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ill Will, I think, got humbled in the sense that I think that DNA battle humbled him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I did like his I did like his battle on RBE. I cannot front. You know what I'm saying? I did like his battle with Big K. Dope ass battle. K-Shine right now is a nigga that can't miss a jumper, Timbo. He's hot right now. That jumper is hot. Like, you know when a nigga going a five-game streak where he's averaging 30? That's Shine right now. His last four or five games, yeah, he's averaging good numbers and shit. Shooting good from the field. Good numbers. Yeah, good numbers across the board. That's no shade to Ill Will, though, my nigga. You feel me? This is in the Midwest. Yeah, he's going to be comfortable on that stage. My nigga, K-Shine just beat the fucking snot rag out of Dose. My nigga, Dose, yeah, it was a one-rounder, but we need you to retire, Dose. For real, my nigga. That was just terrible. K-Shine fucking moonwalk on this nigga. I mean, he just slapped the shit out of Dose, my nigga. For real. I got K-Shine 2-1 against Ill Will Timbo. 2-1, K-Shine, NWX.
Wait. You're going K-Shine 2-1 against Ill Will. Okay. I like that pick, and I'm going K-Shine 2-1 based on how he's done lately. This guy has been great lately. Like, one of the, like, back to prime K-Shine on some real shit. I think he has the energy to beat Ill Will. I know they both can bark, but I really think when they're in that zone that Shine can do it better. I'm going Shine 2-1 in a high-energy battle.
Yeah, for real.
I'm going Shine 2-1. I think it'll be a really good battle, though.
Yo, that might be the most entertaining battle of the night right there.
It could be. It really could. I think it'll be a really good battle. This could be battle of the night, honestly. Next up, Daylight versus O-Red. Quilt!
Listen, man. O-Red, I just don't be feeling you, my nigga. Sports bar after sports bar. You at the crib complaining about you got the sniffle gate against fucking him, man. Holla. I just know O-Red. You just never did it for me, my nigga. I know you beat T-Rex. I know you beat Charlie Clips. I know you beat Young L, my nigga. I get it, my nigga. I get it, man. But my nigga, you just don't do it for me, son. You just don't do it for me, man. I can tell you this. Daylight ain't going to pull on antics in the Midwest. I'm going to tell you that right now. Ain't going to be no bullshit in Chicago. He's coming in to rhyme. Let's be clear. If they were fling that nigga straight out the door on some fucking Jazzy Jeff shit, if you try to pull some dumb shit up there in the shot. I got Quill 2-1.
I'm going Quill 3-0 against Red.
Why am I not surprised?
I think he can beat Red 3-0. This is honestly preference for me. I'm not a big Red fan, to be totally honest with anybody. So I'm gonna go 3-0. Excuse me, Quill over O-Red in this battle, just because. Damn it, it's my opinion. I'm next up. Math Hoffa versus Big K. Dre, what a battle. Who you got?
My nigga, this is going to be hard right here, B. This is going to be hard right here. Yo, Math, listen, my nigga. I know you know what I'm saying? You got the bully bars and shit. Big K is different, my nigga. He can hang with you on that nigga punchline and his fucking wordplay is fucking phenomenal, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my nigga, this is a hard battle to choose, bro. This is hard. I think Math right now is pissed off. I think we got a pissed off Math Hoffa because he's feeling like, especially with Surf comments up in 97, I think that's going to step Hoffa to show niggas that I'm not to be fucked with. And I think Big K, no, he can't play with Hoffa either. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do, yeah. Woo!
Yo, my nigga, this is going to be a debatable battle, my nigga. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be so fucking debatable. I'm gonna lean towards Hoffa, man. But yo, man, I'm not be mad. I can't say Big K. I'll be shocked that all Big K don't win that shit. Big K, that ain't got no shade to you, my nigga. This is my opinion. I'm going Hoffa 2-1, a light 2-1, a very light 2-1, because that nigga Big K is nasty, son, for real.
Yeah, I agree. I'm going Big K 2-1. Over Hoffa. I think the punches are going to be too much, man. Too much for Hoffa. Big K is going to go up there punching. I love the aggression from both of them, but I'm going to go Big K 2-1 on this one. I think it'll be a really good battle, though. I like
that. Yeah, I think it should be a dope battle. I like it too. Facts.
If Big K raps like he did against Chilla, it could be very, very close, man. It could be real close.
From Big K battle Ilmac. Big K battle A. I mean, Big K's been on a tear, my nigga. He's been on a fucking tear. He's been very consistent. Very consistent. Since that Ilmac battle, my nigga, he's been very consistent. I didn't like the battle, conceded too much. That ain't really his fault. I like Big K. You know, I've seen better Big K than that battle. But I fucks with Big K heavy, man, for real. Hoffa, I'm telling you, my nigga, I got you 2-1, but bruh, I ain't sleeping on a nigga Big K. I know you're not either. I know you're not either, man. You can't sleep on Big K at all.
I don't think
this is a big battle for Big K, though, son. I'm glad Big K is getting a battle like a cat like Math Hoffa, in the sense of the cat has been doing this a long time. He deserves a nigga who's been doing this for a long time. You get what I'm saying?
I agree. And this is like a bully battle for Big K, too. You know, something that he's needed. And, you know, because...
He's going to try to spaz on Math, son. He's going to try to spaz on Math, Timbo.
Yeah.
I like that battle.
Yeah.
I like Big K and Illo.
Big K and Suge, I mean. Big K and Suge.
Nah, I didn't like that battle. Because Suge stumbled, though. That didn't help the battle.
I always go back. I was like, you know... I always want another bully battle, but I like this one. I think this is good. I think this could be a really, really good battle if they both
And you know what? Not even bully, because Hoffa got jokes and shit, so Hoffa could spice mix it up and shit. It's gonna be funny mixed in with hard rhymes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think
it'll be good. I got Big K 2-1 though. Next up, Charlie Clips versus Big Cannon. Who you got?
Big Cannon is the most underappreciated battle rapper. Let me slow that down for y'all again. Big Cannon is one of the most underappreciated battle rappers. No, for real, Timbo. Yo, this nigga is a fucking beast. I don't think the battle rap community gives Big Cannon enough props that he does. That dude is he's a lyrical beast, my dude. You know what I'm saying? This battle was supposed to go down a while ago. It did happen. I think that still irks Big Cat in the back of his cranium. You know what I'm saying? And I will say this, though. I think Charlie knows that, yo, I can't fuck around with Big Cannon. You feel me?
Yeah, like,
he knows that. And it's funny, too. I went on social media over the weekend and I asked people who y'all got, Clips or Cannon. I was shocked at the amount of people that picked Big Cannon to be Charlie Clips.
Yes. I wasn't shocked, though. You might be shocked I wasn't.
Yeah.
I wasn't shocked by how there was a lot of people.
Yo, I'm going Big Cannon 2-1, man. In a debatable battle, but I got Cannon 2-1. I just think Cannon going to want this nigga Charlie Clips, man.
Yo, we've talked about this off air, bro. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I'm sold. I think Cannon's gonna win 2-1 over Clips. I think this is gonna be another funny battle, though. But I think Cannon is ready. There's a little chip on his shoulder from when the battle did not happen, and I think it'll be a good one, man. I'm going Cannon 2-1 on this battle with Clips.
Mm.
It'll be a goodie. Next up, A-Verb. Versus
Surf. Yo, man, I pray to the battle rap gods that these niggas come close to the C word in this battle, my dude. For real, battle rap gods, please, whatever you got to do, sprinkle Sue Surf pen game and sprinkle Irv Averis pen game and make both these brothers give us a dope battle. Y'all are top-tier battles, top-tier niggas. There's no reason why Averb and Sue Surf should not have heavy replay value. I don't care if you niggas get a million views because of your fucking name. Please, with the bars and performance, please give us a dope battle. Yo, niggas gonna be, I don't give a fuck. This is my choice. Y'all going with Averb 2-1 in a close battle. 2-1, Averb.
You going Verb 2-1?
Yeah, I want Verb 2-1.
I'm not gonna.
I know niggas gonna be like 3-11, man. Suck my duck, neighborhood. I know. But I'm going. Pause. But I'm going Verb 2-1.
Let me tell you something. We had both these guys on the show, and it was like a debate because they both made their points about each other. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Who's gonna win? Why each other's gonna win? Man, I don't know.
It's so hard to pick, my nigga.
It's so difficult to pick. So I'm gonna go against you. And I'm gonna pick Surf 2-1 in this battle with Verb. I think it's gonna be a great one, man. It's hard to pick a winner for this one. It really could go either way.
It's good to see Surf battle out of New York. I mean, he's battled Bricks in Cali. I know that was in the West Coast, but it's good. He hasn't battled out of, and he did battle Detroit against Big T. So this is, third game on the road, which is good to see. Take Sue Surf as a brand. Take that brand. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Other places and shit.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm pretty sure
exactly.
The Chicago niggas fuck with Sue Surf. But I will say this, though. Surf is going to have one of them rounds that inmate number 9. Raw Rock China against SmackDown? Yeah, Verb, you better be careful with that, my man.
Raw Rock China against SmackDown. Damn, I'm going 2-1. It's going to be a goodie, though. Shout out to
you guys.
Yeah,
I hope it's a goodie. I hope it's a goodie.
Yeah, I hope it's a goodie, too. We can't see the future. Main eventing this card, the return of Lady Luck versus Official. Who you got?
Man, Official, man. 2-1.
Man, Dre's being nice today. I'm going Official 3-0. In this battle.
And that could happen.
Luck's going against.
That could happen.
Luck's going for the top. Bar-wise, I don't see how it's going to be extremely close, to be totally honest with you. I got Official 3-0 in Luck. And I have a prediction that it could get real ugly. I'm going to say that.
It can get Shabba Ranks. It can get Shabba Ranks in a couple of seconds out of the down voice.
Shabba Ranks in a second.
It really can, my nigga. Yo, I was watching Official and Jazz the other night, my nigga. Good Lord. Lady Luck, I would suggest you watch them game tapes, man. My nigga, it's like every bar she spits, them first two rounds, it was like no filler, no dry spots, my nigga. It was just the murder mook facial expression. Smack turning around like Jesus. Shine going crazy. Yo,
exactly.
I don't know. Timbo, you might be right with a 3-0. Lady Luck, are you here to battle a fish or are you just here for a check? I know you're going to get a big check. I'm not cutting your pocket, sister. But you better not come play with this girl because she's not going to play with you. I can tell you that right now. She's not going to fuck around with you. She's going to try to drag you down the fucking hall.
I agree. I think it's going to be – I think it could get ugly, bro. Could get ugly. I'm going 3-0 official, man. 3-0 official. Just be prepared, Luck. Be prepared. Could get crazy. Shouts out to Guerrilla Warfare. November 21st, Crown 2 in Chicago. It's a stacked card, man. Everybody check that shit out. You already know how
Word.
We do it here, man. Shouts out to Compton Menace for coming on the show. Interview is dropping, and we got interviews on deck. We're having a little bit of difficulty, so just bear with us. We're just waiting to get
Word.
A couple things resolved,
Word.
And then we're going to flood everybody like no one's seen before. But you already know what it is, man. This is PSA Radio. Shouts out to all the new followers. Don't love us. Don't know yet. Our slogan is the most hated and the least
respected.
That's how we do it over here at PSA Radio. My bro, my partner in crime in this, man, Dre 3 Letterman, take us out.
Y'all already know what it is, man. Shout out to Compton Menace, man. Shout out my bro Timbo, man. PSA motherfucking radio. Shout out to all the new subscribers, man. We see y'all out there, man. For real.
Working. Yes, sir. Shout out to everybody, man. We out.